podcast, Agia Calling. We here at the Arab-German Young Academy of Sciences and Humanities, Agia for short, invite you to join us to learn more about the Academy's approach to research that transcends both disciplinary and geographical borders. We stand for innovation through cooperation. In each episode, Arab and German Agia members and alumni from different scientific disciplines come together to share their experiences in the Academy and discuss the broad range of unique benefits that Agia membership brings. We hope this podcast series will encourage early career scholars based at universities and research institutions in Arab countries and Germany to consider joining us at Agia, where you can realize interdisciplinary research in collaboration with fellow Agia members. In today's podcast episode, Agia members Professor Maha Nasser from Egypt and Professors Amar Risk and Mark Ringel from Germany exchange views on what Agia can offer scholars from different research fields, but particularly those in the technical sciences. Maha Nasser is an associate professor of pharmaceutics and industrial pharmacy at Ain Shams University in Egypt. From Germany, Amar Risk is a junior professor of connected mobility systems at Ulm University, while Mark Ringel is a professor of energy economics at Nürtingen-Gieslingen University.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Amr.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Amr.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Maha.
It's great to see you and great to have you around for this Agia podcast for the application of new memberships. And I'm happy to be here with my colleagues of the steering committee. Well, as you know, the new call for membership is open. So I think it's about time that we sit down and take a minute to talk about the benefits which Agia has to offer to us, but certainly, of course, to the new members, because, well, you remember, and we've discussed it quite open, we want Agia to be growing, we want Agia to be broad, we want Agia to be rich in terms of disciplines, to go for more projects and innovativeness, which we can do together. So let's talk a bit about the benefits which Agia is offering its members. How do you find that? What would be the benefits taken from your point of view?
Well, I would like to highlight a couple of benefits that are important to me personally, that were the main reason why I joined Agia, basically. So the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that call for membership back then to join Agia was that this is an excellent environment to join the technical sciences from which I basically come as a computer scientist, and with the social sciences, and look at the social technical impact of current technologies or research on societies, not just in Europe or in Germany, but also in the Arab world. So that was a personal thing that I wanted to accomplish within Agia, not just because of my roots that lie in the Arab world, being, however, a scientist and a researcher in Germany. I was very interested in bringing those two things together. So from my point of view, especially in the context of applications of computer science, there were very interesting, cool applications that go beyond the standard applications that you see in publications. For example, there is this project that I saw within Agia on social robots, where Agia members were studying the emotional interactions with social robots. And as you would expect, it's not about the question of the ability of the robots to interact or move or look, etc., which is something that is kind of well understood in the technical sciences, but it's more of a much more interesting and a deeper question of semantics. So what is the meaning of the interactions or gestures that robots do in Germany or in the Arab world? And this is something that is only possible to look at if you have this deep connection with researchers that work on similar topics, but highlight them from a different perspective out of the Arab world. So that was one thing that I found very interesting back then when I had a look at the Agia website when I saw the call. And a second thing or a second benefit that I wanted to bring in myself is currently the study of automated driving in the Arab world. This is also something from a technical sciences perspective that is currently hyped. So the interweaving of machine learning and AI together with driving or with robotics. And this is something that has been around for some time. But again, there is a technical perspective that could benefit tremendously from the context. That is, in which context does this happen? Does these technical models compare when you look at them, if they are looked at in Germany, or if you are trying to model how this application would run in the Arab world? And I think that the AGI gives you a great platform to be able to look at such studies.
Yes, right. I think I fully agree with the things you said. I mean, adding from my side, as we speak of the benefits, there are lots, but I think I've got, from my side, two which really impressed me. So my background is not actually in the region, nor the language. So it was curiosity which actually dragged me to AGI. I was impressed by the interdisciplinarity of it. I like to work in an interdisciplinary manner. I'm an economist. So my strong background is really economics, macroeconomics, energy economics. But I was impressed of seeing the interdisciplinary projects and working together with engineers, with the machine learning models, which we've heard about, and putting the economic side to it. So that was really interesting to also get ideas from other disciplines. I mean, that's what we quite often do, look around for methods which are around in other disciplines, and then take that into an economic context. So that is certainly something which is a source of inspiration for many projects which we've done. The smart cities readout of energy data, the climate projects which we have been doing, the conferences which we've been running in order to get all these informations and the different perspectives in. So that is clearly a motive which triggers me. But also adding to that, another sort of buzzword from my side would be accessibility. Just said it. I mean, I'm not from the region, so I don't speak Arabic apart from the basic, you know, four or five words of politeness and getting around words. So in a sort of normal context, I would not have the possibility to go around as we did for the smart city activities, to go to the policymakers in the Arab countries and do interviews with high-ranking policy officials, scientists, technical advisors, city planners, which are usually national government level. And I, coming from the outside, coming from a different culture, certainly would have had huge problems getting access, getting the connections there. And that is where AGI actually helped me in an impressive manner to get all these contacts. And well, we managed to sample many smart city projects and policymakers across the region in order to actually get that. So these are really the two key factors which I have from my side.
Well, I do agree with you, Mark and Amr, and I was really motivated to join AGI because in comparison with our other academies, AGI really stands out. Because in AGI, there is a great collaboration network of members and alumni. We have full administrative support to realize the innovative research. AGI always provides funding for several activities which are really, really different in disciplines. For example, you can have funding for a workshop, for a training, or if you want to organize a conference, you can also have funding to conduct interdisciplinary research or even have a short research stay in Germany or an Arab country through the mobility programs. You can also have funding to write a book or a policy brief or to arrange like a field trip or a scientific excursion. And always the gathering for the members and the alumni for the annual meetings, all the expenses are covered. So this is really unique about AGI. And personally, AGI unleashed my hidden potentials. I'm actually now doing projects at the interface between science and society. For example, I participated in the activities of one of AGI projects, which is an AGI STEM lab and it's mobile. So we had a visit to a school in a rural area, and we taught students on how to generate electricity using solar cells, how to apply 3D printing to create personalized material, and how to measure the water purity and quality. And you really can't imagine how impactful it was for the students. I was really happy, and the students were really happy. And you really feel that you are doing something which is very meaningful. So this is really unique about Agia. And I think that we have all participated in similar projects. Right, Amr?
Yes, exactly, Maha. I agree with you. I mean, the very important thing that also attracted my attention when I was looking at Agia back then was the flexibility of the outcomes of the different projects. So looking at the different projects that Agia runs right now, you would see a strong diversity in the outputs of these projects with respect to different papers that come out, or the scientific ones, surely, or political paper, political advice or guidelines, or as you said, in form of labs, for example, this STEM lab, which is a mobile one, or workshops for the Agia members, as well as for just interested researchers. So workshops that were run by Agia or by Agia members to reach out scientifically, but also in various ways to different researchers that might be interested in Agia or what we do. So the impact of this is substantial. It's not just in terms of scientific papers that we generate within Agia, but also in terms of an impact on the society overall.
Yes, I think I fully agree with you, Amra. I mean, it's a real way of saying that science is fun. I mean, if that is true, I mean, that certainly is the case with Agia. Just think of the, well, science comics, which we did. The Agia Science Gin investigating the world and doing comics out of our research papers. Well, scientific calendars, scientific events, scientific competitions, which we run, for example, in Kuwait. All of that is, I mean, real science, hardcore science, but fun at the same time. And just combining that with the interdisciplinarity and with, of course, the cultural learning, getting to know each other, getting to know the countries and the people, is just a fascinating environment, which is really, I mean, motivating to do more and really a machine for generating ideas. Almost too good to be true. Will people believe us when they listen to this podcast? Sounds like an advertisement commercial, but I have to say that's reality. Too good to be true, but here it is. Don't you agree, Maha, Amra?
Yeah, I do agree. We are all lucky to be members of Agia, and we really are always happy to see Agia grows. And it's a really exciting time of the year that the call for membership has been announced. So we are looking for more members to join our Agia family.
Right. And I would like to thank you, Mark, and thank you, Maha, for being here, and thank all the listeners. If you are interested, all the benefits of the Agia membership can be found on the Agia website. The call is open. You can find it there. If you are interested, please submit your application until the 11th of April this year. And with this, we would like to say goodbye to you. See you soon.
See you in the next annual conference.
Yeah, looking forward to see you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the podcast, Agia Calling. You can find all of the podcast episodes and more information about Agia membership on our website, agia.info. That's agya.info. Our call for membership is now open, and we look forward to your application.